This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Naxalism does not benefit anyone and that only peace can pave the way for development. Addressing the closing ceremony of the Bastar Olympics in Jagdalpur, Chhattisgarh, he reiterated the government's resolve to end Naxalism by March 31, 2026. He said the centre has decided to transform Chhattisgarh's Bastar division into the most developed tribal region in the country over the next 5 years. The Home Minister appealed to those still associated with the outlawed Maoist to lay down their arms and join the mainstream of society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a bilateral visit to Jordan tomorrow at the invitation of King Abdullah II. The visit, Prime Minister Modi's first full-fledged bilateral engagement with Jordan, coincides with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries and comes amid sustained high-level political engagement between New Delhi and Amman. India and Jordan share strong and steadily expanding economic ties, with India emerging as Jordan's third largest trading partner. Bilateral trade between the two countries is valued at approximately $2.8 billion. More from our correspondent.
Jordan is a key supplier of fertilizers to India, particularly phosphates and potash, which are critical for India's agriculture sector. A flagship example of this cooperation is the Jordan-India Fertilizer Company, a joint venture worth $860 million between India's IFFCO and Jordan's Phosphates Mines Company. The company was established to produce and export phosphoric acid to India, strengthening India's food security framework. In addition, around 15 garment companies of Indian origin, with cumulative investments of nearly $500 million, operate in Jordan's qualified industrial zones. These companies benefit from Jordan's extensive free trade agreements and special trading arrangements with the United States, Europe and the wider Arab region, exporting finished products onto the global markets. Jordan also offers visa on arrival and electronic visa facilities to Indian travelers, further facilitating business and tourism. Jordan is also seen as an important partner in the proposed India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, or IMEC, where it is expected to play a role as a strategic land bridge between the key regional markets. This is Vinod Kumar for Akash Money News from Amman.
BJP President and Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India is rapidly moving towards becoming a developed nation. He made this statement at a felicitation program held after the Foundation's Towing Lane ceremony of the BJP state office in Shimla, Himachal Pradesh. He said that the BJP offices being built across the country are not just buildings, but centres of values and principles working for the service of the people and the advancement of the country. In Delhi, the Directorate of Education has directed all schools to conduct classes for students up to class 9 and 11 in a hybrid mode in light of the deteriorating air quality in the national capital. This decision follows an order issued by the Commission for Air Quality Management, which invoked Stage 4 actions under the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, with immediate effect to curb further worsening of air pollution levels in Delhi NCR. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi, conducted India's first clinical trial of a new and advanced stroke treatment device named the Supernova stent. AIIMS informed that Supernova is designed for countries' diverse patient population, where strokes often strike patients younger than in the West. In Punjab, voting for Jilla Parishad and Panchayat Samiti elections will begin at 8 this morning. Over 9,000 candidates, including independents, are in the fray. These are one of the most keenly fought rural body polls, in which the ruling AAP, Congress, Shiromani Akali Dal and BJP giving it their all to secure a win. In men's cricket, India and South Africa will head into the third T20 International in Dharamshala today, with the five-match series currently tied at 1-1. The match will begin at 7 p.m. at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium. And in Squash World Cup 2025, India stormed into the finals after defeating defending champions Egypt in the semi-finals in Chennai last evening. The hosts registered a 3-0 win over Egypt to register their best ever performance in the Squash World Cup, having already won a bronze in the 2023 edition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.